Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. We saw in the previous Mishnah that the halacha was that the korah, which was the horizontal beam that one must put at the entrance to a mavi, to an alleyway, to permit one to carry within the mavi, within the alleyway, has to be large enough to carry an ariach. An ariach we saw was half a regular brick, and is approximately 1.5 tefachim, maybe 4.5 inches or so. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Rechava kedei lekabel ariach." This korah, this horizontal beam, has to be wide enough to carry an ariach, a brick. Ubriya kedei lekabel ariach. It also has to be robust enough and strong enough in order to be able to hold the weight of a half a brick. And like we saw previously, the point here is that it should seem as if it's a permanent part of the actual entrance to the alleyway, and that gives it its status of a korah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, "Ruchavav apishein abriyah." As long as it's the appropriate width, even though it doesn't have the strength necessarily to carry a ariach, still the law is that it's sufficient. And this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that we saw in the first Mishnah, that the whole point of the korah is because we view the cross beam, the horizontal beam, as if it fills the entrance and it kind of blocks it off. So according to him, the point is not that it's part of the actual structure and therefore it has to be strong and robust. It's that it halachically seals off the entrance to the mavli and permits the person to carry inside of that mavli. Let's see one more Mishnah. Haisa, let's say this crossbeam was shelkash, the korah was made out of straw, o shelkanim or reeds, which are very weak and they can't carry an ariach. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he continues from his previous opinion, we view it halachically as if it's made out of metal that could hold an ariach, that could hold a half a brick. Akuma, let's say the actual crossbeam, the korah, was crooked so that the half brick would not be able to sit on it. We view it as if it's straight. Agula, even if it was round, that it would be impossible to put a brick on it. We view it as if it's square. Concludes the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh behekefo, as long as there isn't the circumference of the round board, shlosha tefachim, three tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, then it has at least the width of a tefach, which is rounding off pi instead of being 3.14 to 3, which we find in halach, we find the Gemara in other places that we usually round off pi to the number, a whole number of 3, but that's the point over here, that as long as one can take a measure, a 3 tefach circumference, we assume it has a 1 tefach width, the radius, and therefore the halacha is that that would be sufficient for a korah, and one would be able to carry within the mavui, within the alleyway. Wishing you an amazing rest of your day, as well as an unbelievable, awesome upcoming week.